Doing teshuva. Teshuva is great, for it hastens the geula, as the Navi Yeshayahu says, "Uvo letzion goyel ulashovei fesha b'yankov." A redeemer will come to Tzion and to those among Yaakov who return from sin. Chazal underlined the connection between those two statements. Why will the redeemer come? Because the Yidden will do teshuva. The Alter Rebbe points out that the essence of tshuva is simply the regret and the firm decision to leave one's negative ways. All other tikkunim are to improve one's ruchniistic estate. A Yid once told the Tzaddik Rebbe Yisrael of Ruzhin, "Rebbe, I have committed aveiros and I want to do tshuva." When the Tzaddik asked him why he didn't do tshuva, the man responded that he didn't know how to. "Well, how did you know how to do the aveira?" asked the Tzaddik. "I just did it," the man replied. Advised the tzaddik, "So do the same now, just do tshuva, and the accounting will follow." The holy brothers Rebbe Elimelech and Reb Zusha had a third brother, an innkeeper in a distant town. The Talmidim of Rebbe Elimelech were curious what kind of a man was this third brother. They decided to pay him a visit, and found him selling whiskey all day long to the local goyim. They noticed nothing special about him, except that from time to time he would take out a little notebook and write something in it. Later, when everyone was asleep, they heard him crying bitterly. They looked inside and saw that he was reading from his little notebook and striking himself on the chest. When they asked what he was doing, he replied simply that whenever he thought he had done an aveira, or had even thought of an aveira, he marked it down and did not go to sleep that night until he had done a complete tshuva. When his tears had completely erased the writing in the notebook, he knew that the aveira had been erased in heaven above. The Tzaddik Reb Zusha of Anipoli would travel to faraway Yiddish townships and villages, and indeed to any place where he sensed an impurity, whether caused by an aveda that had already been committed or by a misdeed that someone was about to do. On arrival, he would ask the wrongdoer if he could stay in his home overnight, and if necessary, would even insist on receiving that favor. At Chatzoyis, Reb Zusha would wash his hands, get out of bed, light a candle, sit on the floor, and tearfully recite Tikkun Chatzoyis. With intense feelings of regret and tshuva, he would list in detail the aveiros the host had done, as if he himself had committed them. His host, overhearing this account of all the aveiros he had committed, would be shaken up with intense remorse. He would jump out of his bed and hurry to Reb Zusha. "Rebbe, enough listing of my sins. I admit to my wrongdoing. I won't do it again. Ask Hashem to show me mercy and forgive me for all my aveiros." However, Reb Zusha would not end his vidui until the entire household was filled with such fear over the commission of an aveda that they sweated and trembled even more than they would have done in the presence of a king of flesh and blood. And anyone who was brought to tshuva through this approach of Reb Zusha would never commit that sin again. The Mashpia Reb Shlomo Chaim Kesselman would caution that one should not suffice with tears of tshuva. Rather, one must make sure to change his behavior, just as a person who loses his money is certainly going to be more careful in the future. Similarly, one who truly regrets his past aveiros must take heed not to return to his old ways. The Mashpia Rashpatz used to teach Tanya in Tumchit Mimim in Lubavitch. When he arrived at the words of the Alter Rebbe, "It is certain that he will ultimately repent, whether in this Gilgal or another, for no one banished from him will remain banished," he would break into tears. Kinderlach, he would exclaim, "You must do tshuva. Eventually you will be forced to do so. So what are you waiting for?" Although tshuva is commonly translated as repentance, the Rebbe points out that repentance mainly signifies regret, charata, whereas the real meaning of tshuva is not regret, but return. These two concepts are very different. Regret suggests something new. A person feels bad about his past and now wants to follow a new path of conduct. Tshuva, by contrast, emphasizes return. Although at times, for whatever reasons, a Yid may act improperly, his basic essence is good. Thus, to do tshuva is to return to his true self.